Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item that we have today is a super, super cool item. We have gotten some really, really neat items in the store right now, and this is no exception. Now, this is a 10,000 milliamp power bank that you can take with you. And I know you're saying, well, what's so special about a 10,000 milliamp power bank? Well, actually, it does a lot more and it charges a lot more than just having spots to plug in your cables. So let's talk about the size of this. First of all, this is about the size of an iPhone. So if you're thinking about an iPhone Pro, that's about what this size is. It is literally about 5 inches tall or 5 inches long, about a little over 2 inches wide, and about a little over half inch thick. So it's very slim. You could easily slide this into a pocket, a purse, a bag, a backpack, whatever, a jacket pocket, whatever. You could slide it in there. Now, this does not have built-in cables, but it has, in my opinion, something even better. It actually has built-in wireless charging. So this will actually allow you to charge your phone, your AirPods, your Apple Watch, all of that at the same exact time. Now, as far as the AirPods go and the phone, you have to pick one or the other, because the MagSafe spot that it has on top of it to charge the phone is also the same spot that you would put like your AirPods Pro second generation. But you don't have to have MagSafe in order to use this, because anybody that just has wireless charging can also use this as well. Now, it's not going to magnetically grab a hold of your phone, but it will still provide a wireless charging surface that you can lay your phone on and it will charge. And I will tell you, it actually charges pretty darn fast. But this also has spots to plug in cables as well. So if you were to, if you had your phone spot taken up and you had the Apple Watch taken up, you could still plug in a cable to the end of this and actually plug in other things to charge at the same time. So you could conceivably charge about 4 things at once with this. Now, on the end of this with the ports, you're going to have going across the end, you're going to have on the left side, it's going to be an Apple Lightning port. Now, that is input only for charging the power bank. And if you follow your finger around to the left of that, on down the left edge of the power bank, you will actually feel another port on the side of the power bank, and that is actually going to be a USB-C port, but that is simply for charging this power bank. It is not a bi-directional USB-C. We'll get to that one here in just a minute. So they put this one on the side because you could actually set this on your nightstand or your table and use this as a wireless charging mat or a wireless charging pad. And then if you ever needed to take it with you to take some portable power with you, you could just quickly unplug it from that USB-C plug on the side, throw this in your bag, take it with you, and then when you get home, you could plug it back in and go back to using it as a wireless charging pad. So that's really cool. It's a really nice design. They actually thought through this pretty well, because rather than having you have the input coming out the end of it, they have it coming out the side, so you could use the end or the side, and then that would best fit on your nightstand or something, maybe a cable coming out the side and then going down behind the table or behind your nightstand to the back or whatever. So you've got the input only on the side, that's USB-C. You have the input only on the end, which is Apple Lightning. Then to the right of the Apple Lightning, you have a standard USB port. Now that's going to be output only, so this will actually charge your USB devices from the power bank with that USB cable. And then to the right of that, you have a bi-directional USB-C port. So this is the port that will actually do both. It will charge up the power bank, but at this, or you can put it the other way and it will actually charge a device from the power bank. So I think they thought of almost everything with this power bank. Now the top of it, where the wireless charging part is, it's a textured, that's my fingernail going across it. The bottom, smooth. Sides are smooth. And it's a, you know, it's nice, nice hard plastic. Now, on the side, the other side opposite from the input USB-C port, that's on the one side, on the left side, the opposite side on the right side, right across from that USB-C input only port, is the button that you press to start the charging. So if you plug your device into this to charge your device from the power bank, or you lay your phone up on the top of it, or you put your Apple Watch on there, then all you'll need to do, if it doesn't automatically start charging, reach over, press this button. You guys can hear it. Nice clicky button there. Press the button once, and it will start charging and put power to those different ports and the wireless charging spots on top. Now, in the box, you do get the USB-C cable, and I believe that's a USB to USB-C. I think I threw my box away. But anyway, it's either going to be USB to USB-C or it's going to be USB-C to USB-C. But of course, they don't give you the wall block because nobody gives you wall chargers anymore. But if you need a wall charger, you can grab one from our store as we've got some different choices up there. I've tested out a lot of power banks, and this actually has been my favorite of the ones I've tested out. Now, I've got some others I'm going to put up on the site, but they are not going to do exactly what this one does. But what's really cool about this is on the top, where you lay your phone toward the closest end to the ports, is going to be where the Apple Watch charger is. Now, it actually lays flat down in this little cutout, this little concaved area. It lays completely flat and flush from the top of it. So you could set your watch on there flat. But if you have a one-piece band on your watch, or maybe you want to use the watch in nightstand mode or what have you, you can actually reach over to the inside. If you're looking at the Apple Watch charger, where the button on the side is at 6 o'clock, the USB-C input only port is at 12 o'clock. If you reach over at 12 o'clock, about a half inch down from the USB-C input port, you will feel the cutout where the Apple Watch charger lays down inside there. If you take and you grab your, put your fingernail under the 12 o'clock position of where the Apple Watch is and just lift straight up, it actually swivels out into a vertical position. Now, it's funny because I had this power bank for a while and I kept looking at that going, that just, you know, I would do that and it would, I'd be like, that just doesn't seem right to me. There has to be something else that this does. I don't know. I just had a feeling, and you can see that the way it's like laying down in its little cutout, whatever, it seemed like it had too much movement or something. So finally, one day, I just accidentally reached over to that side and lifted up, and sure enough, it swivels out into a vertical position that you can actually use your Apple Watch on nightstand mode. Or like I said, if you're using a one-piece band, it might be kind of hard to put your watch down flat on an Apple Watch charger. So then just swivel that watch charger out. Then you can put your watch on there, and the band just sits behind it, no big deal. So let me show you guys. I've got this right here. I've got my iPhone here, and I've got my AirPods here. So I'll show you guys all this stuff here. So if I take my phone, I've got a 15 Pro. If I take that and I put it on the spot where the magnetic round, and you can actually feel in that top texture, you can feel a little round ring around it. And that's how you know that is where the wireless charger is. So if you're using like an iPhone SE, or you're using an Android phone, or maybe an iPhone 8 or something like that, it doesn't have the magnetic charging, but it has the wireless charging, you can really feel where that ring is, and you can feel where you need to put your phone against this, the back of your phone against this, in order for it to charge. So if I take my iPhone right now, mine does have the magnet. So I'm going to lay it on top, a good strong grip with this power bank. And you see it didn't start charging my phone, but I'm going to reach over here. I'm going to press this button on the side. And just wait for a second. And there it goes charging. So my phone started talking. If I look up here, charging. So that's charging my phone now. Now, I was able to get about two full charges out of this with my phone. So you can expect probably to get about two charges out of it before you will need to recharge it. Now, of course, it all depends on what you're charging up. If you're charging up a smaller device like a watch, you can get a lot of charges out of this before you'll have to recharge it. If you're charging an iPad, you're going to get maybe one charge out of this. If you're charging like an earpiece or Bluetooth earpiece or something like that, you're going to get a bunch out of it. So just different size batteries is going to give you different performance out of this. But I was impressed with how quick it did charge my phone wirelessly, which is nice. And also, I've got my AirPods here. If I was to take my AirPods, take my phone off, and then put the AirPods Pro, and then press the button, and there they are charging. So I do like the fact this thing goes to sleep really fast after it does not detect a device on it. So once it doesn't detect a device, literally with probably within a minute, it goes to sleep to save battery. Some of these chargers I've seen actually takes 5-10 minutes or so before they finally go to sleep and turn themselves off. This one doesn't. It goes to sleep very quickly, turns itself off very quickly. Now, being that the AirPods Pro do have the magnet wireless charging MagSafe case, then they also will grip on this via magnetically, but you could use the AirPod 3s or any wireless AirPods or earpods, wireless AirPods or wireless earbuds out there, and you can lay them on this spot and it will charge them. They call it Qi or Qi wireless charging, so any of those out there, I think Sony's do it. I think Samsung buds are wireless. Some of the Bose maybe, you know, just whatever wireless ones you have, you can lay them on here and they will charge. Now let's do the watch. So I'm going to go ahead and put my phone back on here like that. Okay. And see, it's already gone to sleep. After I took those AirPods off, it's already gone to sleep. So now I'm going to press the button. I'm going to press the button on my on the charger. And there it is charging now. I look up here. It's charging. Okay. Now, if I take my Apple Watch right here, I can put it on the Apple Watch charger. And there it goes, it starts charging. Because it's already awake now, and it's already charging one of my devices, now it will charge the other one the minute I put it on there. Now, I do have the watch on in a nightstand mode right now, vertical. I can fold it back down against down inside its little cutout, and I can lay my watch on there flat, just like that. You heard the tone, and now it's charging my watch. So it's really neat because this has a thing called pass-through charging. So if you have this plugged in as and you're using it like a charging pad next to your nightstand or your table, you can actually plug in your USB-C cable to that input only on the side. You could set it up on your nightstand or whatever, and it will actually be charging your devices at the same time it's charging the power bank. So that way you can use it like a wireless pad. It's always going to have power, and yet your power bank is also always going to be charged. Now, if you are going to use it like that and you do have the one plugged in on the side, then you definitely will want to flip out. If you're using an Apple Watch, you will want to flip out the Apple Watch charger, because if it's flat, it's going to be kind of weird if you try to put your watch on there, and because where the band goes would go to the side, that actually would be right on top of the charging port. Now, it's not going to hurt anything if you do that, but I think it would be, I think I would prefer personally to have the watch charger flipped out into nightstand mode, and then that way my band is not getting in the way with the charger that's plugged in on the side. Like I said, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to hurt anything, but that's just what I would do. And then if you go somewhere, you can just fold it back down inside itself there and then throw it in your bag or your pocket or whatever and take it with you. And so that pass-through charging is really neat because it will make sure that you always have power to the wireless top of it, but it also makes sure that you your power bank is always charged as well. Now, on the end with the ports, Like I said, the USB-C one on there is bidirectional. It will charge things and it will charge the power bank. So that would be maybe if you have this on your nightstand, you know, going like lengthways and you just want the port to come out, or maybe you just are charging the power bank up, but it's not necessarily being used as a wireless pad or anything like that. However you want to do it. But I do like the fact that they give you a lightning port to actually charge the power bank. Now, I know we're moving away from lightning with the new USB-C on the new iPhones and things like that, but there's still going to be a lot of people out there that use Apple Lightning for something. So that way, if you still use a lightning device like an older iPhone, AirPods, things like that, you could just carry one cable with you, and that cable is going to not only charge this power bank, but it'll charge your Apple devices as well. So I do like the fact that they give you the Apple Lightning, and they give you all the other ports as well. And the one thing I'm glad to see that's not on here is micro USB, because good riddance for micro USB. But like I said, you could conceivably charge four devices at one time. You could have your watch charging, your phone or your AirPods charging, and or earbuds charging, and you could have two things plugged in to the output ports on the end, one in the standard USB plug and one in the USB-C plug. So I just love this power bank. It just gives you so much flexibility and it's so practical and it's just a great, great little power bank. It's not that big. You could definitely travel with it, definitely carry it in a jacket pocket. It's going to give you a couple charges. And then like I said, if you're charging a big tablet or something like that, you know, those have huge batteries in them. So you're going to maybe get one charge out of it for a big tablet, like an iPad Pro or something. A mini, an iPad mini, you might get like 1.5 charges, but definitely an iPad Pro, you're going to get basically one charge. They just have a huge battery in them. But yeah, guys, I love this power bank. Like I said, it does come with a charging cable inside. You can use your own if you want. If it's not long enough for you, you can use whatever USB-C or lightning cable you want. But they do give you a cable in there as well. And then, if I remember right, and I wish I would have kept them separate, if I remember right, the cable they give you for this one is actually fairly long. So a lot of these power banks now, they give you little rinky-dink, you know, maybe you're lucky if you get a foot-long cable, but I think I remember the cable that coming in this being pretty decent length, maybe 3-4 feet, maybe even 5 feet, something like that. But I can't say for sure. That's just what I'm going by. I've since moved on from the box and the cable, so it just goes into my pile of cables that I have already. So I can't remember for sure, but I think for some reason I thought it was a decent length cable. But anyway, guys, very cool power bank, 10,000 milliamps, place for MagSafe, place for wireless charging, place for your Apple Watch. And then, of course, you have the three different ports on the end, the Apple Lightning for input, just charging the power bank, the middle port USB for charging things from the power bank, and then the USB-C port for doing either or charging the power bank or charging things from the power bank. And then, of course, you've got that USB-C input only on the side for using this like a pass-through charging, wireless charging pad, like on a nightstand or something. So lots of uses for this, lots of practicality, and just a really neat power bank. So these are brand new in the box. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. Our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.